Bible podcast. We hope you'll enjoy this message by Pastor Joey Bonifacio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this segment on Meditating on the Word of God, our very last for the year 2021. And as we end this year, I want to declare that 2021 is still the favorable year of the Lord. A lot of people don't believe that. They believe that every year is consequent to their circumstances or whatever situation they find themselves in. I found that every year is the year of the Lord. And as we do that, what I'd like to do today is to review where we've been the whole year in 2021. In January, we began the year by talking about zeal and the significance and importance of the zeal of the Lord. 2020 was a rough year, a confusing year, an unpredictable year. And yet in the midst of that, we saw that if we started the year with the zeal of the Lord for us and our zeal for the Lord, we will have been able to rise above the challenges. And that's exactly what happened, at least to me. In 2021, I saw my life not becoming shatterproofed because I embraced the zeal of the Lord for me and the zeal of my zeal for the Lord. In February, we looked at the word wisdom. The importance of that is because zeal without wisdom can be dangerous. Armed with God's wisdom this year, we were convinced that we can make the right decisions spiritually, relationally, and even physically and financially. That's exactly what happened to most of us, if not all of us, when we decided to embrace the zeal of God and the wisdom of God. March rolled along and we understood that the zeal of God and the wisdom of God is found in the kingdom of God. Hence, we took 4 weeks of studying the kingdom of God. Jesus himself said, "The kingdom of God is not from without, but is from within you." He said that we should pray that God's kingdom will come and that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven, regardless of what we're facing in this present life. When we did that this year, we saw that the kingdom of God was within us and all was well as 2021 progressed. Finally, in April after the first quarter, beginning in the second quarter of April, we looked at the Holy Spirit. After all, the Bible does say the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, and that the Holy Spirit is within us, our teacher, our counselor, our helper. He leads, guides, enables, and empowers us to live the life we are destined to live. Apart from the Holy Spirit, life doesn't work. Armed with the zeal of God, the wisdom of God, the kingdom of God, and the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us and enabling us, we forwarded on to the month of May. We talked about relationships and how vital that is in our life. Next to God and our human relationships are our most valuable and important bonds in life. When all of life works but that fails, life doesn't work. We tackle the essential facets of God's relationship and ways and plans for our relationships. Trust, love, forgiveness, and communication were the topics we looked at and the essentials of that meant godly, lasting relationships that work. We moved on to June, where we talked about relationships and dealt with restoration of relationships that may have failed. We took a whole month to look at what God has to say about relationships that have been hurt or relationships that have been fallen through because of our emotional setbacks. We also took the time to learn about how emotions play an important part in those relationships. Next, we moved on to July. And we took an entire month to center once again on one of the most important facets of our faith, prayer. We took an entire month in the middle of the year, and we challenged ourselves to fast and refocus on the most important of spiritual disciplines, prayer. The more we understood that, we knew that in the middle of the year, we were ready for the second half of the year, which brought us to August. And in that month, we studied leadership. In 2021, it showed us the importance and significance of leadership at home, at work, and even governments, and how that is key to our success for the balance of the year. We decided to study leadership from the life of David, and consequently, we saw how God led this man into his destiny. August was an important month for this year, and that's why we learned how to become the leaders God created us to be. The following month was September, and we looked at the abundant life that Jesus promised us. In John 10:10, he said the words of Jesus where he said, "I have come to give you life and life more abundantly." What did he mean by that? And how we can experience that promised life in this life that we are in the midst of COVID, in the midst of the uncertainties of 2021. In October, closing into the end of the year, we needed to look at health. the elephant in the room, the elephant in the year. It is our health that our health matters. And in this month, we saw the biblical health from the lenses of shalom or wholeness. We studied 4 weeks of understanding what that really means and how that's not a bunch of pills or food supplements or diets or exercise, but the wholeness that comes from knowing God designed our physical bodies and they were meant to be healthy. In November, we looked at money. It's important that our money works in the midst of the disenfranchised situations we found ourselves in, the economies tumbling left and right or becoming very uncertain. And this year, we made sure that we completely look at the hard look of what God has to say about money. Not just prosperity as it is, but what God really has to say about money. And He certainly wants us to be blessed financially, but in that blessing is tempered with contentment. And finally, we've reached December, Christmas. And we surprised you with the different pastors who taught the different weeks of the month to make sure that we celebrate Christmas properly. I declare over you 2021, the year of the Lord. Two words I want to leave with you. The first one is, if you're going to see the prescription for next year, 2022, faith. To believe that God exists, that He's a rewarder of those who earnestly seek Him. To believe that He loves you with all His heart. To believe that He desires to bless you and to prosper you. And the reason why you can believe that is because He gave you Jesus. The reason for our faith and the basis for our faith. Well, enjoy the rest of the year and see you in the next year. And let me greet you a happy new year.
Thank you for listening to the Every Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. For more information, visit everynation.org.sg.